SDC rate study?
You know, we took on water, we took on water and sewer over a year ago, and we inherited all the ordinances, rates, I mean, well, everything. And we just took them. We didn't change any, we didn't amend any, you know, at that time. We just had to adopt them under the city's name. We had a rate study done, some of you were here, on water, which was done by the RCAC. That was about $8,000 or $9,000 study. And it didn't look at SDCs on water or sewer, and it didn't look at sewer at all. So call it, you call it a fourth of the mix. But, and then they used outdated data, you know, we've talked about that. After being here and being around and hearing and seeing all that, I really think we would almost be not doing our due diligence if we didn't go ahead and spend some money to really find out what our system costs us, water and sewer. What does it take to keep those sustained over time? How does that correlate between commercial or residential? If you go to a flow-based system, not an EDU system, but if you go to flow-based, what does that do to bills? And who does it affect, commercial or residential or industrial? Because your industrial rates are important for growth, for jobs. And you gotta look at what other communities have. So you gotta compare like-sized communities. But that in and of itself doesn't mean anything, because if your system costs more, it costs more. There's nothing you can do about that. We can't lose money. We can't go in the red on the system. And the problem is, if the problem hits you 10 years from now and you haven't been working on it, then guess what happens to rates? They really go up because you're trying to make up for a bunch of lost time. You had a rate study that said you needed to raise rates about 40% over 2 years. If you remember that, I wasn't here, but you all sat through the presentation. So I wasn't here to ask questions or anything else, but that's what it said. This year, our budget that we got in April, it included a $200,000 or $100,000 rate increase. We took it away, but that's the budget that came from Lori and Steve, included the rate increase at our first, at their first meeting that they had. Of course, we took it out the second meeting. But you know, that's how far down the road you were. You had the presentation, you accepted the presentation, kind of, and your leadership team at the time included it in the budget. So obviously, we're just not sure where we're headed. And I don't think the public has confidence in it. And I think we probably need to do a comprehensive look that comes from an independent party that can present it well, look at all aspects of it from soup to nuts. And then you get into the SDC side of this. You know, the economic group, LIGI, and now the LED group, Lapine Economic Group, all believe, and you hear all anecdotally, they all believe that the high SDCs has driven business off. Every one of you have heard that. We don't know if they're high. We don't know if they're low. We know what we have because we inherited them. But you know, we're spending $80,000 studying the transportation system plan, kind of a one-time thing that's good for 20 years that will tell you, you know, what your roads ought to be, where they ought to be. We spent $70,000 on a corridor. We didn't, but Liggy did on the corridor plan. The city of Lapine has been anything to know whether our sewer and water rates are accurate, built for the future, and SDCs the same. And we take in $225,000 a year on property taxes. We take in $1 million a year on sewer and water. The average person in Lapine spends three times more per year on their sewer and water bill than they do property taxes. So that tells you its importance in our income, the cost it is to the public who's paying it, and the huge cost of the infrastructure if you screw it up, because you can't go fix it cheap. So we really need to know a whole look at this. And there's companies that do it. There's the Waterworks Association does it. And Bend is spending a whole bunch of money. They actually just hired someone that's on a five-year contract to help them through the whole process. Redmond has hired this before. And so, if you would give a blessing, I would like to go out for an RFP, request for proposals, So that's just getting costs for firms that would put in our, you know, respond to this, that would give us an idea of what this will cost to do this. But at the end of this, you will have a presentation, you will have PowerPoints, we will have a community meeting, and explain it to folks, and it'll give you a template for years to come. And you'll have to, and it'll include the ordinances to make it all happen. They don't just present it and leave it, then we go fumble around trying to find ordinances, you know, in this, it will include ordinances and resolutions that are legal under ORS and federal law, because we don't even know that. We took someone else's ordinance and just approved it. So, it's really, when I say due diligence, I think we have to do this. And it will cost money. Sewer and water districts, of course, they're a revenue stream. They've saved money. It's part of doing business. They did the update master plans in 09 and 06 for sewer and water. What did you say they cost?
About $25,000 a piece.
So, you know, this is part, you're running a big utility. And this is something that will be good for a decade or better. So we'll take in $10 million over that time period. It takes money to do these things. It's a little different for us. My guess is it could be $50,000, 25 out of each. We have money in those budgets for this kind of stuff. It's just a cost of doing business. So it's not coming out of our general fund. It's not going to come out of your property taxes. Maybe it's 2015 each. You know, it could be a $30,000 study, it could be $40,000, $50,000. But I just want you to know it's not 10 or 20, because we just paid 9 for one that we can't even use. And that was, and actually the districts hired that and paid half, and we agreed to pay half. We'll have to settle on that. I plan on working on that a bit, but for another day. So that's my, and this is a pretty comprehensive RFP. You can find the tasks and everything, and I worked on this with some contractors, and also then I took out things and added things and then lapined it and all the normal things you do, and did the narrative on our system, miles of pipe and everything. I took that from the master plan. So it's a several page document, I think it'll get us a lot.
I think that it would behoove the council to read through this, because it's got a lot of information, and when people start talking to you about oh, they're going to raise our fees, what's going to happen when we get to done, there's a lot of information here that'll help you speak to that in some fashion. But I don't think we can afford not to do this. It's like having an operation going on and you don't know really what's going on. It just goes on and keeps going. So I think we need our own ordinances and our own policies and procedures and define what is sewer and water as it relates to the city of Laconia. So, my input, council? Kevin?
I agree, because we have a lot of complaints about water anyway. I hear a lot of them. And I just think we need to know.
Karen and Ronnie.
Yeah.
Stu, any comments?
Well, we just need to get a handle on it, or a knob on it. It's getting late.
Okay.
Because with our new Lapine Industrial person coming on board, you know, hopefully we're going to have inquiries in our industrial park, and we need to be able to answer the questions on water and sewer to the decimal point.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's something that has to be done.
Great. Yeah, I agree. It's a shame that we wasted $9,000 on the other one. But we've got to do what we got to do. Really, any question about that?
I agree with that. We need to be ahead of the game rather than behind the game.
That's well said. Thank you.
Right.
Is there
it's consensus. A request for proposal, so if you have consensus, I'll just get out on the street and let it ride around out there for few weeks and see what comes back in.
I think I'd like to ask Conrad if you've got any thoughts about this. You've been listening to this.
I don't know, the water, I can't remember when they came and talked about the water race and they were doing it by the EDUs. It seems like the schools had a lot more than they needed to pay for. And so if we reevaluate all this, hopefully something will change. Because if they can save that money and go to different programs, that's a lot of money back in the school's pocket.
Well said. And there's a perspective that we don't necessarily think about. So thank you. Any other? Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Then we'll see what that brings us.
So we are now at public comment.
Douglas Ward, Pine Drive in the city. I just want to thank the council for following the recommendations of the Public Works Committee on the sidewalk program and on the cost for the mid-state lighting. We put a lot of time and thought into it, and you've agreed with it. Thank you very much.
Any other comments?
No, just agree with them.
Okay. All right. Then let's go to staff comments.
We'll show our, this is what some of you saw yesterday, just so you can see what our sidewalks are starting to look like. Well, first of all, Scott, tell them what is that, and then the next slide down, will be the repair.
That was over on the corner of, it was on Huntington by 4th Street in front of that, it's now property management building. There's a tree, the roots that busted up the sidewalk, and then it's all taken care of. Up the street a little further, well, that's over on the corner of Wheeler and Finley View. Snowplow took off with part of the sidewalk. They didn't take off far. You can still see it in the picture. I haven't picked up yet, but we got that taken care of. And then the third area was in front of the horseshoe pits there by the across from the car wash. Got that taken care of. And in between there and 4th Street, there was a spot where there's some really large pine trees in front of. And I didn't take pictures, I apologize, in front of the hair salon there. And it's got the sidewalk tilted. If we took that out and cut the roots, you know, we could really damage those trees. I didn't want to be that guy that day, so we just had some patch material put in there. It might last a couple of years, or depending on how, if water gets under it and freezes or something. But anyway, it's not a trip hazard anymore. It was kind of a opportunistic time. That contractor was working in front of the U.S. Bank, and they had time on their hands because they were staying in town, so they were glad to have another job. It worked out real well.
Just wanted to show you that we're out in the public works, that this was stuff that the committee wanted, and then they prioritized, and Scott went out and found the spots, and we did it. Okay, then we'll go to our Century West Engineering.
PowerPoint?
Yes.
Pictures.
Yes. No. No. The PowerPoint. Let's go to slide 2. Okay, that's out in front of City Hall. You're going to see a blow up of that, but that's kind of given the first draft of what this type of thing would look like. The green obviously is the new. You see some bushes and trees. That's the City Hall. It's kind of down on the right there. Yep, that's City Hall. And they have calculated that, and it'll hold enough water for the road and all the different things. And in fact, it's bigger than they need, so they don't have to go as deep then, see, which actually makes it nicer, gives a little more flexibility. Go ahead, next slide. That kind of gives you a blow up. That's an 8-foot sidewalk. There'll be our decorative lights like this with the light on top. The little thingies there, the drain, that's where the water comes in off the road. And in order to break it up, there's some little bulb outs with the bushes. So it's not just a neat grass, but basically we'll show you some pictures of kind of what it looked like. There is an example. You'll see, yeah, that's in South Madras, and ODOT's using this now kind of as their template. And in fact, they're redoing all of the south end of Madras with one of these same grants. And these ones were done, these businesses had to pay for these. Once you start doing this, when we're running it, the business that builds there has to pay. So But you have to go in and retrofit. So these ones are in front of the new KFC and all that kind of stuff. So they paid for it, but the movie theater. But anyway, you'll see the little rock things there in the middle. That's, these are for where the water, so then basically there's an opening in the brick or the sidewalk or the curb. Water runs in that, so it won't run away. You'll notice that, that's plug-ins for trees. You can put Christmas lights on them, little white lights if you want. There's each tree, because you're running power down for the poles, and then right there under that, so you run a conduit, you run up at each tree with a plug-in, you go down and do the power poles.
That could look really nice.
So that's kind of what you will see out here. The difference is, I felt that's a little bit of a tunnel, too long and straight. So that's where he's doing these little bulb outs where we can have some bushes every once in a while to break up. And that's also why this sidewalk is straight. Go back a slide.
I don't know if I can do that.
Oh, arrow back.
Arrow. Thank you.
You'll see we do this. Then we, it's, you don't want it. People enjoy trails or sidewalks more when they do something. If they're just straight, it looks too far. I can't get there. But if you break up their icon, it's like your social security number. It's divided into three sets of numbers. Your brain can remember it if you divide it. If you don't, you can't. And that's why telephone numbers are divided. And so the same theory. Our brain cannot walk from here to here. If it's straight, I can see it. But if I go like this, oh, that's short. It's easy to get there. We are interesting how this all works up here. So go ahead then. So that's kind of there. This is kind of a blow up. We want to tie, even though no one can come into City Hall there, they have to walk around, you want to tie your businesses to your sidewalk. So when someone walks down the sidewalk, they can then come to City Hall. And so we're adding this little right out the back door there. There'll be a sidewalk added with a drain there. So we're going to solve some of the flooding if you get a big runoff right here. That's going to get solved in this. But you'll kind of see, and there's the decorative, there'll be three or four decorative post lamps along here. And then it'll go down, and I think that, I don't know if that's the last slide. Then the discussion in the public works, they had a good meeting yesterday, was, you know, when you order your lights, you have to decide if you're going to have them carry a pot or not and have a flagpole, because they're double the strength. Those pots are heavy. Then you also have to run water up. And the vote was? Pots?
Pots and signs.
Pots and signs. So we will get a beefier pole and make that all work. It's an experiment. Then this will become what they'll do down at First Street.
Urban renewal.
Yeah. So there. That's kind of where we are. And they'll be back in a month. Now, the sad thing was, in order to get this all done and to do the one on Huntington over here, they will not be able to start till spring, and the committee said they should. You know, you there's no way between now and November you're going to get this all bid and done, so why even try? And this way we can put this project and that one over there together into one larger package. You get a better price because it doubles the amount of work. So this all has to get approved by ODOT. This is just preliminary. You saw them surveying on Huntington. If you came in, the survey crew was out, all the marks in the road. They're doing the same survey work they did here so they could lay this all out. So they're working on this one while they're surveying it. So anyway, are you guys okay with that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, face that.
Council comment? Conrad, how about you start? Any?
Oh, I have to say, I think all the work they were doing to the sidewalks and to the lights and the posts and the water runoffs is just going to make everything feel like a city, because we have, you know, issues with people just flying through here, not any real reason to like stop, and you know, they don't recognize it's a city almost, they just keep going. But all of a sudden you have 8-foot sidewalks on the side, and you have nice lampposts, and people are, oh wow, this is a city we're slowing down for. So I just think it's great that we're doing this right and 100%. I'm happy that the Public Works Committee decided all these things, because I personally like them all. have no problem with any of them.
Thank you. Gabby?
I'd like to bring up a couple of issues that perhaps we could look at getting a clock back there that we could read that would be digital or something bigger, nicer. It's difficult to read it because of the reflections.
Ashley, would you guys get us a clock?
You need a new clock.
You two get that work done. You can order it tomorrow. Thank you.
And the other thing is that top window on the door. And I know when we had our work session, we had the same issue.
Do you have my input on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. You shortened it up, and that's it.
We'll put a blank on that door.
Okay.
You guys, know, it's amazing. I've said that several times, and it never happened. So we know where we're going to get the input from now.
He did it. I didn't even get it out.
He knew where you were going.
Oh, I've seen it. It comes in, and it makes it hard to.
It does.
Yeah.
Make it. It's
if you're in the daytime, depending on the time of year.
Stu?
Just real quick line that's probably going to take a couple more group meetings, but I attended a meeting the other day. Rick was there for emergency shelters. These couple groups are trying to come together and organize emergency shelters. Well, first it was brought up that they have to define what an emergency shelter is, and you know, one idea is for just a one-night stay for someone that's homeless sleeping outside. Another is a family of four that is just passing through. The car breaks down, that type of emergency. So there's still a lot of conversation that needs to be taking place. The director of the Bethlehem Inn was there, and there was another one that was there. The Loft. Oh yeah, Kathy was there too.
There was a lot of people there.
It was at the event center. There was probably 40 people there. So right now, and then they were looking at housing within the city, but the city, you know, we don't have any housing that the city has. So there's just a lot. It was good conversation, and I think I look forward to the next meeting to help define it a little bit more, but it was good that all these groups came together.
And Nate mentioned, so I started this discussion with the Housing Works on a multifamily building, and I talked to them about that, and they've already had a staff meeting, and they've announced yesterday that we are, in fact, the only city that hasn't yet got one. And then the director of Housing Works called me. I've not called him back, so I plan on meeting him in Redmond and start the ball rolling on that. Now it's a multi-year project. It takes years to get one of these, but you gotta start. It's kind of like the traffic signal.
Right.
You gotta start.
And it's difficult, if I may. High Lakes Christian Church took on three different individuals, and two of them didn't work at all, and one did.
I mean, what? Two of the people didn't work out.
Yeah. They didn't want to be told when to come for dinner. They wanted, I guess the kids figured they had home and shelter and they could do whatever they wanted, and basically told the host parents what they could do with their rules. So, you know, this is such a difficult topic, and yet I think it was the young man that was successful. They got him out of a car. He lived with a family. Graduated from high school. So even if it's, you know, one out of three, this topic can go on for years and years. It's a tough one.
Oh, you and I went to a thing at in Bend at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Also, so I spent some time on the social issues, which is normally not my normal area.
It's just not as easy as...
But the funnest comment of the day, both of you should, I thought, was cute. Which shows you, which is that there's a lot of people in need, and then there's people that are in need. But they also, they know the system.
Yeah.
The lady from Pennsylvania that had called, I was in Pennsylvania,
yeah.
That had called the Bethlehem Inn wanted to know about the facilities and everything. She was basically homeless and heard that Bend is a great place to live and wanted to get flown, was going to fly out here, wondering if they had a place for her. And so they said there are people wanting to come here because of our quality of life, our mountain views, and recreation. And so they called the shelters to see if there's a place for them. Because they're in shelters other places, and people in shelters like to move just like everyone else. And, you know, that one does kind of chuckle you. So you have people shopping for shelters based on the quality of life in the area.
Greg, comments?
No, I just wanted to say about the meeting that I went to today, it was, everybody is amazed, all these small cities are amazed when we do our report on how much has happened in the city of Lapine in such a short time. They were, I think they were a little stunned by, you know, how many things were actually getting done. So, pat everybody's self on the back.
Karen?
You're good.
The only thing that I would like to see us do is to keep in mind the trash cans, or our young man mentioned it a few months ago, and I'd like to see us have a few of those throughout the town, even on the boulevard and on Huntington Road. I'd like us not to forget that. The other thing is that I've been giving this a lot of thought, and I'd like to see us put a business license in effect sometime in the near future. We could take a look at it and research it and see whether or not we could affordably do that.
Thank you, Karen. And is there any problem with putting that on our meeting on the
next week,
next week along with the urban renewal? That would give us a full meeting.
You know, and I can bring, because I know that I believe when Kitty and Doug were on, I believe that they talked about it back off in the controversy, but I think Jeremy had actually worked up an ordinance for a business license. So the city went partway down that path and a little grumbling and backed off.
There is an ordinance that was approved by Jeremy and approved by the council, but it was shelved and been done.
I'll get a copy of that.
Okay.
Look at it. The other thing is, I know Cassell actually has a business license module. So it gives you that database, and Karen, I think we've been talking more about it, and you know, I've talked to the chamber. That's one of those ones we need buy-in in, so we can talk about that next week, about kind of our thoughts.
Okay.
There's a lot of great.
Is there any input on the PA system here?
There's a person. Yeah, the lady came and then.
Did she?
Yeah, okay. And she looked at it. She said basically, these are like middle grade mics and everything. She said, you know, they're fine. I mean, they could be. That wasn't the problem. The Cat 5 wiring is running everything. It's not. So she said she thinks the number one, we need to go up and check. Readjust, find out if there's a problem. It's probably in the amp. So
they are
there. The gentleman they gave me a price. He's coming up. They've allocated 4 hours of adjusting, checking, and doing all of it. But they believe that their technicians can make this system work. And then whatever little pieces they need, they'll be able to tell us. But I felt that they said the wiring getting up there is probably fine. The mics are fine. It's up there.
Okay. So that's in the
The
next 30 days.
Yeah, I mean I've already I know the day they're coming. I just would have to go pull it up. Yeah. No, the date's set and the price is set because I had to sign off on the price.
I would just give some information about the Naval Junior ROTC. They are interested in taking over the maintenance and efforts associated with the little BLM park across or next door to Best Western. There is currently an agreement, I think, from what I understand, with the chamber. And I take that from Dan Varco, who was at the chamber when, as director, when they signed that. And it was the chamber responsible for mowing it and taking care of it, and that's not happened. I mean, and the ROTC wants to do that. So I'm going to get with Dan Varco and sit down and help them get into a position to be able to have an agreement with BLM to do that. So the other thing is we get up, talking about this facelift and everything. I go to the COAC meetings with and there's a gentleman there, and we all know it's commute options was part of what paid for this striping, redoing our highway going through town to a single lane. This guy is Jeff Munson. He's the executive director, and I brought up at the at one of the meetings about the fact that that park and ride down there is there, but there's no maintenance of it. So who's responsible for that? It got a lively discussion going, and even Gary Farnsworth said that if we're going to do a bunch of these, and they're trying to find new ones, places to put them, they need to have a maintenance budget associated with those, which they haven't done in the past. So that's probably going to be part of the whole package when they do one. But on the side, I talked to Jeff, and he said, listen, I've got some money for maintaining that, or for getting work done down there. And he said, and I've been down there, and it is in terrible shape, and I'd like to work with you to get something put in place to clean it up and fix it up. The junior ROTC are willing to be part of that. So I'll talk about that some more as we go down the road. He even suggested that, well, maybe the city would want to take money from me and have your public works people do it. So I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that, Rick, but that was a comment that he made. So anyway, that's all I have.
Yeah, you know, my general thing with the transit is I tend to, because transit's a never-ending hole. In the whole transit thing, I talked to Farnsworth about some of that today, just in general, this whole transit thing, you know, they're going to try to float a bond or do a thing. And actually, the vultures of the most of the projects below the line I mentioned earlier are our transit infrastructure. It's not, it's buying a bus, it's buying a shelter, it's buying parking lots, it's that's what's on there. And I said to Gary, I said, well, it's interesting that, you know, Revan needs transit shelters and things for their new bus system, but they've only funded it for 2 years. I said, this project's 15 to 18, so when I take 13 and add 2 years, they're done funding it in 14 and a half or 15. This STIP is 15 to 18. We may build bus shelters for a bus that no longer runs. This whole bus thing has, I mean, it is, it's a tough thing. It's needed, but yet, how do you fund it?
The whole COIC is driving that whole thing. That's a whole different animal that's coming down the road as a bond issue. So be prepared.
But we still need to take care of the parking rights that we have.
But that's a whole different subject associated. Of us, whether we do that or not. So.
Yeah.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn. Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Yeah, that was the quickest
vote we've had
all night.
We got a lot done, man.
It's like that every meeting, Conrad.
Yeah.